The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 21st. Today's word is solstice, spelled S-O-L-S-T-I-C-E. Solstice is a noun that means either of the two points on the ecliptic at which its distance from the celestial equator is greatest. It can also mean the time of the sun's passing one such point on the ecliptic, which occurs about June 21st to begin summer in the northern hemisphere, and about December 21st to begin winter in the northern hemisphere. In the northern hemisphere, the summer solstice usually occurs on June 20th or 21st, and the winter solstice on December 21st or 22nd. In the southern hemisphere, where the seasons are reversed, the solstices are exactly the opposite. For several days around the time of the solstices, the sun's appearance on the horizon at sunrise and sunset seems to occur at the same spot, before it starts drifting to the north or south again. Solstice gets its shine from sol, S-O-L, the Latin word for sun. The ancients added sol to stit, S-T-I-T, a participial stem of sistere, which means to stand still, and came up with solstitium. Middle English speakers shortened solstitium to solstice in the 14th century. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.